The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation. The Foundation.
The Foundation of Hard Grants is brought to you by Alive, Bahamas Bus and Truck, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Divinia Grill Foods, Marco's Pizza, Mobile Garage Technologies, and Scotia Bank.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
Excuse me for mute interruption. Boy, come. And a quick reminder to say, this coming Friday, I'm please come over the lawn. You're going to see my number one town around town. And it's a Friday evening. Boom! The people them down working. Fana, Lord, them hear the disco playing. Boom! It make them feel that ain't no summer set. Britain will be great and with the disco operator. 5 double 18 and a 6 liter. And it's a DJ Talk Sweeter. Still on the Twitter up with the echo chamber. Watch your man, play the play. And they must tear off the game. Them off is stepping with them cast it and I'm saying. Oh Lord, play 45, let's keep them alive. Play this coming, they must be jumping. Oh, I'ma play LP. Say them really love me. They must be jumping and spring. But this a dance and a free. And it's a Friday evening. Boom! The people them tired of working. Lord, them hear the disco playing.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. Live and in full effect. So happy to be here in your company today. It's a beautiful day, beautiful Friday. I'm finally seeing the sun come out. All those persons who get in their vehicles clean, I'm jealous of you. I try to get these guys to clean it out here. And they say, well, you know, it can take long. I'm going to be here for 2 hours, so how long can you possibly take? I'm not going to fight you. If you're out there, you're cleaning cars, you got to hit your boy up so we can get that thing done here on Fridays. At least let the fella look good for the weekend before we go to church, so forth and so on. I'm so happy to be in your company today. It's a beautiful day, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you pick up your newspaper. Some information's in the newspaper relayed back live and in full effect today. Sort of a casual Friday. We normally kind of chop down the week that was. It was a short week this week, but nonetheless, we can be able to kind of put some things on the table. If you look up the papers today during the birthday, happy birthday to you. My son's birthday is in 4 days. So he's going to be 17 years old. I know he's going to be excited about that. If you're celebrating a birthday in the month of April, we say happy birthday to you. And you pick up the papers today and you can see exactly what's what. It says, Bahama Open, to the RCI collaboration, right? It says that, Davis says that the PI project could help improve overall tourism product. I don't know. This is, when I read it this morning, I was like, well, I see what's happening here. We're going to farm out more and more industry in this country and push all those others aside. So let's see if we can be able to dive into that conversation. But before we do that, we have to say it's Tiki Fridays. So happy to be here with you guys on Tiki Friday. So happy to be here. Listen to me. I just got a call from Byron this morning. It is an absolutely beautiful day today. And always eager to kind of be here with you and kind of chop these things down on Tiki Friday. He says that he's giving 30% off to every Bahamian that comes through. Just show your ID. You can be able to get 30% off between 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. tonight. He's always doing wonderful things down there at the Tiki Hut on West Bay Street. You can be able to check him out on Tiki Fridays. It's always a wonderful thing how we can be able to get that thing done. I'm so happy to be here with you guys and kind of chop it down. Guys, listen, man, this is the day. I don't know. Oh, Lord. And Fridays is always a peculiar day for me because the one day that I thought that we could be able to kind of kick back and throw our feet up and have a good conversation about, you know, get nostalgic and talk about some things. We find so much stuff in the newspaper to push forward. We see Toby in the paper again this morning. It says, as RCI pushes the project, Smith tells the government, level the playing field for Bahamians. Level the playing field for Bahamians. And the Prime Minister is mum on FTX. This is some information. The Chief Justice will give a decision on Shantytown demolition on May 3rd. So this is the information that's actually coming out there. And we just got some information in. Breaking news. So talk about two family members have been found unresponsive in the area of Roscommon. If you're just saying that, if you didn't have an opportunity to see that, and there's some information indicating that it could be or it is one of the victims based upon the allegations that's circling on social media, it could be the birthday of one of these particular persons. So we continue to pray for our country, man. We continue to pray for some sort of conflict resolution. We continue to pray for an opportunity to be able to get a break. Come on, man. Let's get a break. We pray for that break in the cloud for you to understand that it ain't that serious. Let's talk about those things. You know, the overwhelming response as we can be in this particular moment. I remember I was in this issue this time, and I want to be able to talk about those things. But before we, you know, kind of special guest all the way from Montego Bay, I think that's where he is. I called him up and I said, "What happened? You's big time people now, eh? You got to be big time now. You're supposed to be my boy. You always come and be on all my station. Now I only could see you around the country talking about transgender and trans this and trans that. You want me raining down fire from heaven, eh, boy? Huh? That's the only time I can see him now. But now he's taking a little vacation or taking some time off. But I appreciate an opportunity for him to kind of call in today to have this kind of conversation with me. If only for an hour, we could be able to do that. None other than my very good friend, Cassius Stewart. Cassius, my brother, how you doing, man? You got him in there? He should be in the queue. Cassius, if you're not on, my brother, make sure you can be able to hit me up and get that. Cassius should be on with me today. Let me just text him and make sure that he's good. We're on, Cassius. So he can be able to do those things. Well, he's all the way in Montego, but he says to me that he's down in Jamaica. Cassius, you got to unmute, my brother. He says that you press and press your mute. You press it, Cassius? Make sure you unmute. You got to make sure that you unmute. We're right here waiting on you, my brother. So we're in here. We're going to talk about these things. I had one incident one time. Right? I guess all of us have this in the society that we live in. I had this one incident and it almost escalated into a major fight. You know, I had been going through significant tribulations financially. And so my mind was preoccupied with that and really mulling around trying to figure out how I could make this thing happen. And somebody from left field, obviously engaged by the devil himself, approached me. Right? And, you know, started to talk all kind of foolishness. And instantly, all I could hear is this kind of a siren in my ears. And everything else was buckled. And I could hear these suggestions coming to me very strong. Audible suggestions about what I should do. The most violent thing I couldn't think of myself to kind of do, right? And I said to myself, this has to be something darker. This has to be some external influence. And the only way, because I was susceptible, I was open, and I was broken, and I was able to be used in this moment. And the only thing that actually was my saving grace is an idea to say that, okay, well, if after this particular thing is done, that's it for you. That's just it for life. And so I say that to say that many of us are in this kind of position where we find ourselves confronted.
I'm here. Can you hear me, Howard?
Yeah, we're live in full effect. I say that to say that we could find ourselves confronting these issues, but we have to figure out a way to be able to get the conflict resolution. Cassius, I'm just talking about some information that came across my phone about two persons who were found deceased in Ross Connor. I think it was a mother and a daughter. I know that you're not here in the island right now. But there's some major things happening in the country right now. Say good afternoon to the Bahamian people.
Good afternoon, my family, my countrymen. I love you guys so much. I love the Bahamas so much. And I do believe that we got to fight hard to preserve what we know as the Bahamas. What we're seeing is not really the Bahamas. All of this consummation of our society, our culture, you know, we got to fight to preserve what we know as the Bahamas. And, you know, we got to do something with all this killing on the streets. You know, our young men are angry and bitter. And we have to find better ways of socially socializing and engineering our people so that they can be more responsible. And but also find a way to give them a piece of the economic pie. Because I find that a lot of people who are in desperation and poverty, you know, they have nothing to lose. So they do what they do because they have nothing to lose. And we got to give them something to fight for. And that's why we got to give them a piece of the economic pie, a piece of the Bahamas.
You know,
and that's the It has to mean more than just having a passport, but means owning land and owning property and seeing a future for yourself and your children, and also living comfortably. And I think everybody strives, everybody who woke up this morning wants a better life for themselves. They want to be a part of something bigger than themselves. They want to be a part of seeing the country grow. But it seems as if doors are shut, and you know, we've created avenues for the select fruit few. And us, we only getting the crumbs from the crumbs. And so we have to change that dynamic. We have to change that scenario. And, you know, we got to give these young men something to fight for, not fight themselves. You know, fight them. Let's give them something to build. Let them build a country instead of destroying it. You know, so my heart is broken every day when I see this carnage in our streets. And, you know, we blame the police and we say the police is not doing a good job, but it's not the police's fault. We have not socially engineered our children properly. The family structure is broken down because the kids didn't learn discipline in the homes. And so when they get into wider society, they just express what they learn in their homes, which is absolutely nothing. And so we have to do a better job of engineering our society.
Have we, Cassius, I haven't had an opportunity, when you come back from Montego Bay and, you know, in the Blue Mountains, wherever you are, you got to come sit with me. But the question I have is this. Over the past 50 years, because really we are doing a lot of reflection, especially in this year of our jubilee. Now, I've seen you taken on a very strong position. I think a lot of persons have actually seen us. You and I, we're no strangers. You always sit on my platforms and we always engage in great conversations. So I always enjoy that with you. But I'd like to know from you, have we, over the past 50 years, really seen the true potential of what exists or what's supposed to exist post-independence for the Bahamian people? Have we realized that? Or have we yielded ourselves to the idea so much so and accepted this kind of position of labor, right? Like, have we accepted the fact that, forget about this idea of hope of independence post-independence, forget about this idea of liberation and an opportunity to be able to see your dreams. We are now accepted this kind of a position of the perpetual laborer in this country. Talk to me about it.
You know, the former prime minister of Singapore made a statement when he came to Chogum in the 1980s. He said, you know, the Bahamas has great potential, but it must be guarded against corruption. And you read Lee Kuan Yew's book, From Third World to First, you know, he said that, you know, we have great potential to be a great powerhouse, but if we let corruption be the order of the day, we will go nowhere. And that has been our major problem as a country. It's been corruption that has been really the cancer that is eroding our society. So we've never really even begun to touch the surface of the potential of the Bahamas. And, you know, for those who benefit from corruption, the Bahamas is okay. But for us who are looking from the outside, we're saying, you know, we could do better than this. We could do better than this. There should never be a hint of corruption where our ministers are hauled before the court on both sides. You know, we should never see things like that. You know, we should never see things where the people we put in place to guard, to be the guardians of the democracy, to be the guardians of our country, they're the ones who are raiding it. And so, you know, and so.
But it seems like there's a subconscious expectation that people who came from deprived, broken situations and conditions, environments where they've never had anything, now have an opportunity to be exposed to so much with lack of management, lack of insight, lack of financial understanding. There is an unspoken reality that says, well, you could thief, but you shouldn't take everything. There's this unspoken concept that exists among us as a community, as a people, that says, well, you know, I can't feel it for yourself, but my God, you can't take everything. There is this expectation of corruption. Talk to me, Cassius.
It's a seed. See, you have these sometimes, they say, well, you know, well, this party don't teeth, but it's everybody else's benefit. That party is teeth, but, and so the people expect them to thief or steal. But you see, it's that seed that has been planted. And once you plant that seed grows into a forest. And while you may be thinking it's a small something, it grows into something bigger. We have to be able to say, listen, how do we become honest citizens? Not elect the party because we know they can steal, but everybody else can get something while they're stealing. That's not how you run a country. You know, it's across the board. Listen, the Bahamas is a very prosperous country. And we have the potential to make most of the people in our country successful. We have an economy which was almost 11 billion. We have an 11 billion economy. And because the economy is so vibrant and dynamic, we can therefore then lend, we can lend opportunities for Bahamians to benefit greatly. But, you know, for those who are guarding the table, you know, they only let the crumbs fall on the ground for the masses and the people while they keep it for themselves. This is why for the next 50 years, we have to change the dynamics. Okay, so 50 years, we've been an independent nation. In 50 years, 90% of everybody who holds a bank account got less than $300 in it. Are we successful? In 50 years, 155,000 Bahamians are diagnosed with diabetes. Are we successful? In 50 years, we have the highest elevation of cancer around the world. Are we successful? In 50 years, hypertension, the number one killer of Bahamians, which is perhaps almost 200,000 Bahamians die, high blood pressure. Are we successful? And so we have to take a microcosm, a microscope look at our society and say, while we may look good, cosmetically, we look better than probably every Caribbean nation, cosmetically.
Let's do this, Cassius, because I like what you're saying, because you quantify health and our well-being with whether or not we're successful. But those people who have, and one way or another, scraped and kind of clawed their way to leadership in this country, only look at the tangibles. In 50 years, we've able to identify and develop a system, or, you know, perpetuate an educational system to provide opportunities. But we're successful. In 50 years, we've been able to do this much work, road work, and build infrastructural development for those people who would have never had it. I think we're successful. In 50 years, we're able to do so much in terms of forging relationships and bringing in great big projects into the Bahamas. I think that we're successful. So we have to be able to have a very clear conversation in terms of perspective. Which perspective are we going to look at?
Let's go. Graduating majority of our people with a D average. In 50 years, the Minister of Health is saying that if you're not really sick, don't come to the hospital because we ain't got no space. You know, in 50 years, you know, we can't seem to get the healthcare situation together. In 50 years, we can't seem to get the educational system together. In 50 years, we still have high levels of poverty in the country. In 50 years, when you look at it now, I mean, so we got to say to myself,
but something got to be going right. But something got to be going right, because if the former prime minister could stand up in the House of Assembly and indicate, whilst Branbo McCartney seeking an opportunity to be able to find himself in a position of power to shift the dynamics of what's happening here, and a former prime minister could say, well, if I don't get it, you get it. then there has to be something going right. Because the people of the country agree with them. The people of the country agree with both the FNM and the PLP that there can be no other opportunity. You, who had an opportunity to be able to lead your organization and continue to seek an opportunity to find leadership or to put yourself in leadership in this country, are left out in the cold being able to talk to these issues without being able to give get an opportunity. So let's talk about this. Let's be very clear about this. If we can look at this and see the glaring, very clear understanding that there's something wrong in our society, what is happening to the people of the Bahamas that they can't see the same? Talk to me about it.
Yeah, but let's take it slow. Okay. We gained independence in 1973, almost 50 years ago this July, right? Just take a look. I mean, everybody who's listening to the sound of my voice, just look at our society. Like I said, cosmetically, we have nice roads for the most part. We have beautiful hotels and beautiful resorts. The tourism sector benefits is growing greatly, which is really good. People are coming to the Bahamas, which is really good. But in 50 years, though, all those persons who've been into the hotel industry, have they really benefited, or they just have enough money to get paid to come back to work? You see, you got to understand it's creation of wealth, not sustaining my lifestyle.
But we've never been taught that.
But you see, we don't want you just to sustain our lifestyle. In other words, I could pay my light, my water, and then go back to work next week because I'm broke. We need to create wealth. We need to figure out how do we now use the tourism industry to create wealth for the Bahamian. So the average croupier worker or the person who's working on the floor on the casino or the bartender, we need to figure out now, even though they may be getting paid, they have separate accounts where they are generating wealth. Now, all of those people you see there, according to the central bank governor, 90% of our owners will get $300 in the bank, even though they go to work every day and they work hard. And so really and truly, have we created wealth for the nation?
No.
And so that's the because then when you look at it now, so we are creating wealth, right? But then on the other hand, most of us are sick. So 155,000 people, which is 40% of the nation, is diagnosed with diabetes, right? That's 40% of the country. And counting.
Gaseous.
Hypertension, which is the number one killer of Bahamian. That is, I can't even get the statistics on that. What is the number? So if hypertension is the number one killer, then perhaps we have about 200,000.
But Cassius,
the minister said a month ago that cancer is on the rise. So we have a high level of breast cancer, prostate cancer, colon cancer. And if I could say everybody who's listening to me, raise your hand if you know somebody who has or know somebody who died from cancer. Everybody would raise their hand because it's spreading wide through our society. So in 50 years, what type of country we could have 50 years if all of us sick and dying, one, and we broke?
Yes,
what kind of country we have?
I won't touch this with you. I won't touch this with you because I hate to be, I hate to structure it like this, but I just want to be for a realist for a moment. When we have a conversation about the fact that we have a D average, I always try to figure out what difference does it make. Let me tell you why. When you go, I had the luxury of being able to be educated in the government system, right? And in the government I went to Eight Mile Rock High School and the government system my entire life. And then going to Eight Mile Rock Primary School, Montana Primary School, Eight Mile Rock High School, I've gone to the government system. And then coming out of school, going back to COB and being able to see these particular things, and I recognize something. This system is not designed to be able to educate you, to empower you, to provide you with anything other than the necessity of being able to read, write, the three R's, read and write and arithmetic. That's it. So you're able to function on a low level. All you need to do is functioning for the necessity of survival.
Mm-hmm.
This D equates to an opportunity that you can be, because the hotel system, for the majority, the second largest employer in the country is the hotel. The hotel system doesn't require you to have an A. The hotel system is relentless, repetitive nature. That's all it is. When you come in, you do the exact same thing day in and day out. I often talk about this concept in the Sheraton Hotel at one point. They identify some people who are on the spectrum, some persons who were they had learning challenges, and they actually employed them. And they said, we're going to try this particular thing. And they employed these people who were not able to function in day-to-day life and gave them this sort of a rhythm. You pick up this here, you fix this here, you fix that there. These people have been working to the hotel for 20 years. I'm just trying to get you to understand something. There is no need for you to have education if the only opportunities that exist for you is that an opportunity that you could learn hands-on in these particular spaces. That's my first point.
Precisely.
The second point is this. The second point, so you look at the D average and you say that. The second point is this. For those dreamers in our society, for those dreamers, those Josephs, who recognize that there can be more in this society, as they grow and they find themselves creating projects and concepts and ideas and presenting that to these conglomerates, to these businesses, to these government entities, so forth and so on, and find themselves on the outskirts as their projects is being stolen to be able to be utilized and never been given an opportunity. Talk to me. Then you ask yourself, why the hell do I try? Many people retreat to the bottle as a result. So the question is, and so when they start to have these conversations about the fact that there is on rise, the sentiment that I hear on the ground in our society is that, well, something got to take you. That is the conversation that we're having because people's dreams and hopes have been eroded because of a lack of leadership that exists in this country. So when you start to talk like this, Cassius, I like what you're saying, but the fact of the matter, it does not translate into the average person's mind in our society. They are looking for a way out. They hoping to God that there is true adventure in death. Man, talk to me, Cassius. Let's talk like
this. Well, you know, it's creating the paradigm. You know, we have created a society where the mindset is, oh yeah, well, you know, you gotta go someday. You know, all of us have to die, but you know, I don't have to die prematurely, and so I don't want to die prematurely. I want to go out knowing that I fulfill my purpose.
But when you start to talk about wealth, Cassius, when you start to talk about wealth creation, that has never been a conversation for us, Cassius. That has never been a part of us. That's for them.
But listen, see, instead of the president of the BUT insist on teaching money management in the schools from third grade, teaching them what is money, how to invest money, how to turn money over. You want to teach them about a transgender, about a male and a female and another alternative lifestyle. They don't need to learn them kind of nonsense. Teach them how to manage money. Teach them how to turn that $1 into $50, into $100, into $1,000.
They will never teach you that, Cassius. They will never teach us that.
But they won't teach you little boys how to be girls. And
you know
girls
why?
How to be boys.
Subconsciously, we have to comply with... You remember when Fred Mitchell came back from the Vatican? You remember when there was this sort of excursion under the PLP administration? I think it was during the 2012. And they came back from the Vatican and Fred Mitchell in his capacity as Minister of Foreign Affairs would have been able to speak to the country and said that it's a very important that if we're going to align ourselves, that we have to prepare ourselves in this particular manner, I surmise it, right? And there was this sort of rift between him and Miles Monroe at that particular time, right? And I thought about this and it has never left. So whilst there was a social issue associated with why we're taking on these views, the government of the Bahamas has aligned, and I'm talking about successive administrations, have aligned the people to accept these things because they start to talk about, well, when you need relief for hurricanes, when you need relief for this, when you need relief for that, when you need assistance in these areas, we have to comply with whatever the agenda is externally to ensure that internally our people have an opportunity to be able to access the funds that they need for survival.
In other words, we got to bend down.
But you don't have to bend down tomorrow. Learn to bend now.
We ain't going to bend down. Listen, we got to let people like Fred Mitchell and all these guys know that God is our source. God is the source. He's the head of the Bahamas. And, you know, don't let these countries tell you that if you don't capitulate and do this nonsense, that they can gang you. That there are many nations. Howard, since I started this crusade, more than 5 million people reached out to me from around the world. All through Africa, sub-Saharan Africa, from South Africa, throughout the Caribbean, and they say they're standing with the Bahamas. Do not give in. Do not give in to these people who talk in this nonsense. That is not the majority of the nations. In America, 7% of the people identify as LGBT community. 7% dictating to 350 million people. That don't make no sense.
Yeah.
So they are not in the majority. They're in the minority, but they dictate. That's making it look like they're bigger than they are. They are not bigger than they're supposed to be. And we should not bow down. We should not bend down. If they don't want to give us their aid, let them keep their aid. But we got to stand up and be willing to die for what we believe in. We will not teach our little boys to wear panties. We will not teach our boys how to be men. And we can teach our women how to be women. In the Bahamas, we are a heterosexual country. We're not homosexual.
But Cassius,
embracing man,
Cassius, you and I, you and I got to.
That's not what we believe.
We got to talk about more than this. We got to.
We don't believe in that.
I want to talk to you about that because I've seen this kind of a crusade that you're on right now. And I want to know, I know a lot of persons can be able to lend you their vocal position and say, yeah, well, I support you, baby. I right there with you. But you and I know oh so well that, you know, Mount could say anything. We need your ex when it comes down time to vote. And I want to know whether or not we are, would participate, not just in word, but in deed also. I want to know about that, whether or not persons are actually showing up in person to make these things happen. Let's take this quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation. Be right back after this.
The Foundation. Foundation.
Sweet and heat, meet Burger King Nassau. Introducing the new Mango Habanero King that features a signature mango habanero sauce, two flame grilled beef patties, two slices of cheese, bacon, and spicy jalapenos, all on a toasted sesame seed bun. Enjoy the Mango Habanero King in a combo or ask for the plant-based version. Either way, this sandwich offers just enough sweet to bring on the heat. The new Mango Habanero King from Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
At Bahamas Bus and Truck Company Limited, we provide vehicles known for quality and durability. From the Cherokee, we've got your everyday driver covered. For larger tasks, our Ram 1500, Mitsubishi Fuso Canter Trucks, CMC Verica Vans, and Fuso Rosa Jitneys do way more than just deliver. We even carry a wide variety of pre-owned vehicles. To keep you going, our parts, service department, and body shop can accommodate our brands and others. Call us today at 322-1722 or email info@bahamasbus.com.
Jet off to the basketball playoffs with your Scotiabank credit card. You could be courtside in the middle of the action with an all-expenses-paid trip, plus airfare, spending money, and accommodations to the next basketball playoffs. Just apply for any Scotia credit card. Spend $120 or more on a purchase or use our Scotia Select Pay installment plan to win a slam-dunk trip to the next basketball playoffs. Courtesy of your Scotia credit card. Visit bs.scotiabank.com for more information.
Ready to step into the future? From your front door to the backyard and everywhere in between. See and speak to whoever's there with Ring Video doorbells and security cameras now available at Alive. Protect what matters most, all from one easy app. Available in your Google or Apple Play Store. Visit bealive.com/ring to learn more. We are Alive.
Devania's Grilled Food and Products are now open in the Kenneth Plaza, Prince Charles Drive. Come, you must try the jerk chicken, jerk pork, and all their amazing grilled food. Grilled daily to perfection, using all their amazing sauces made right here in the Bahamas. Devania's, grilling good food for life. Call or WhatsApp Devania's today at 817-4468.
Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant, The Foundation, on this beautiful Friday here, live and in full effect. If you want to be a part of the conversation, 323-623-2325-4316-325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720-242-300-5720, or hit me up on the text 422-4796. Cassius Stewart is on with me today. Cassius, listen, let me take the telephone call before we get to anything. Call you on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard, how you doing?
I'm good, man. What's happening with you?
I'm fine. Cassius Stewart, how are you?
God is good. How are you?
Yeah, I appreciate your stand, what you're thinking. watch you on television all the time with Chinook Miller. And I appreciate you
sound
on the transgender thing. But Howard,
thank you.
I need to correct something to you. The Jester did not come for no PRP or no government MPs.
The what?
It didn't come for no government MPs.
I didn't hear you say what didn't come from
can
that?
You hear me? Can you hear me, Howard?
Go ahead. I didn't hear what you say. What didn't come from that?
Yeah, the Jester for transgender to be in school. They didn't come from the PRP. They didn't come from the government MPs. It came from the president of the teachers' union.
Oh, I didn't say it didn't come from the government.
Linda Wilson, Linda Wilson, get away. Teacher Jack, to the Ministry of Education, and you could go back in the newspaper and Kathy Stewart. I don't know if you still have it on your file. I have it on my file. It's a push journalist. Teacher Jack, to the Ministry of Education, that we should have transgenders in the school. I listen to you carefully.
No, I don't think you did.
I learned the president. And Kathy Stewart, you were still with Unique Miller. The president of the teachers' union to Jackson of Education.
I don't know if you're just tuning into the show. I thank you for your telephone call, my brother. I don't know if you're just tuning into the show, but I indicated the only reference I made to yesteryear is when Fred Mitchell would have gone off to the Vatican and came back and said that we need to align ourselves with world views. That's what I said. One. Two, Cassius Stewart indicated that the BUT president, which is the six-peat winning president, which is Belinda Wilson, everyone should know that. The BUT president took on this position to indicate that transgender education, right? I think all of us have been having that kind of a conversation over the past 3.5 weeks here in this country to talk about those things. So we're quite aware. And if there was a misstep, please forgive me. But I think that is what I indicated at the forefront, just for the purposes of clarity. And no one's letting anyone get away with this. This is nothing to say that we're letting anyone get away with this. Belinda has a responsibility. And if she's taken this particular task on to indicate through the scope of education that this is what needs to happen to the Bahamian for the Bahamian student, then that's her position as education. We have our position as parents also. And we have to be able to stand firm and strong in our conviction and our position to be able to say that this is what our expectations are. And I think that that's what we're putting on the table. Talk to me, Cassius.
No, I mean, you see, we have to begin to set the parameters in which we want to operate as a nation. And those parameters should be defined by the moral code in which we believe in. There are some things we believe in and some things we don't believe in. And so, you know, so when it comes to transgender in our schools, I don't think Belinda or even those who don't understand the scope or the gamut of which this whole thing is, because when you look at what's happening in the United States of America right now, they're not teaching trans, they're teaching pornography in the schools for grade six. Mm-hmm. And so some of the books that I saw, it's not just, you know, when we were in school, in order to see, something new, we would have to go sneak on Playboy book. Now, all those are
very clear
in the book. They're teaching the young boys how to perform fellatio, right? I mean, I could be nice on your show, right? And that is oral sex. They're teaching the boys how to perform oral sex on grown men. And this is what they want in the schools. They're teaching the girls how to be with girls. They're teaching. And so these type of things, it's not acceptable for children. School should be an institution of learning where you learn not to be sexualized. And while we are a sexual being, you know, there are parameters in which it should be operated in. And so teaching that in the schools is unacceptable. It's unacceptable. And, you know, like I said, we have not taught our children money management. We have not taught our children investments. We've not taught our children how to be able to flip their money and invest their money on stock exchange. We have never taught our children those things. Why the hell you won't get to teach them how to boys to go with boys?
We're not concerned. You know why? I'm convinced that we're not viewed human beings. I'm convinced. Leadership doesn't view us as living, breathing human beings with aspirations and hopes for tomorrow. I believe, I'm convinced, even with the language that is used historically to identify the grouping of people that make decisions in this country through votes as grassroots, yeah. I'm convinced that they see us as sheeple with an expectation that whatever they craft and create, they could be able to stuff down the throats of the Bahamian people and blossom into their minds that this is the expectation of moving forward. I do not believe that there is a desire for us to be able to move contrary to what they say. So when they start to have this kind of a conversation with us about transgender education and whatnot. There is no consideration for our faith. There's no consideration for our conviction. There is only relentless consideration for what the world views us as without an identity unto ourselves. That is crazy to me, Cassius. It's crazy to me that we have no identity unless plastered by an external entity. In the papers today, you see Bahamar taking on a position to talk about their what they believe about what needs to happen with RCI and the collaboration that would be good. Over the past few weeks, we've seen the conversation with RCL. RCL has come on the soil of the Bahamas and said nothing about Toby Smith. I've read nothing about Toby Smith and the position that he's taken. But the conversation has been between what consideration Atlantis has. Well, you know, we in Atlantis could work well together, talking over the voices, over the heads of all Bahamian people, all our sentiments and ideas that continues to be able to bubble up in these spaces. They reject that. And they're going talking into investors, talking into shareholders. We are no one in our own home, Cassius. Talk to me about it.
No. Listen, you know, I always say, you know, the Bahamas, we have created a successful country and we have a successful economy, but it's not for the people of the Bahamas. Because when you look at, you know, tourism, I had some guests in town and they asked me a question, you know, who owned most of the hotels? And they asked me, why aren't the Bahamians owning the hotels? And, you know, I said, you know, for the last 50 years, the economic model has not been centered around the Bahamians in the center. It's been centered around the Bahamians as the supporting cast.
Yes.
In the movie. You know, we need to be the directors of the movie. And so we have the stage, we have the film, we have everything, but we are the supporting cast in the movie. And so this movie that we're creating called The Bahamas, the Bahamians are not the actors. We're not the directors. And
see, so we need to supporting be the cast is a good director. Name. Supporting cast is a good name. If we had a supporting cast role, we may be even considered for a nomination when it comes down to these particular things. But we have been nothing but extras in our own company, in our own country for far too long. Let me take a telephone call. Yeah. Calling on the line, you got 30 seconds before we get out of here. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi. Caller.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, Cassius.
Yes, sir.
Cassius, you still get the party, the BDM, you still get the political party?
Still there. Ain't going nowhere.
Cassius, quickly, time going. Cassius, I think you're 72, right? You born in 72?
Man, why are you telling my age on TV, man? Stop that, man.
I'm not sure how old you is, but I think you're younger than me. But yeah. Cassius, I'm so proud of you.
Like the thank you, sir. Cassius,
I listened to your comments over the years. Cassius, this is what I don't want to find out from you. Do you have a GoFundMe page? So persons who agree and like you talk about them 5 million people, that persons can donate funds to you to be able to fight this situation, what's going on, what are they trying to do in the Bahamas with the school stuff. Then the last thing is that the BDM party. Because I think a person like, what do you name, Toby Smith, he's a Bahamian. I know you got to screen them and make sure they qualify, check their background and everything. Toby get the pot, uh-huh. And he sound like he get the fire in his belly. He'll be a good place uh-huh. to run there in, what's the name, Farm Road, what covers Paradise Island. Cassius, I'm proud of you. I listen to you on the show with Shanique. Cassius, you need the GoFundMe page if you don't have it yet on a YouTube channel. So when you have to speak against the people who you all will be watching on TV or the radio, and they don't want you to come on no more, we still could find you. God bless you. I hope God protect you and your family and give you everything you need. Cassius, you help. Cassius is prime minister material. Yo. We need leaders like you, Cassius. People listen to you, and people will love to just shake your hand. Who never meet you? Keep up the good work. God bless
thank
you.
Thank you, man, Papa. I can hear you. Cassius. Papa, I can hear you. So you're getting through. We're glad to be able to hear that. Let me take the next telephone call, Cassius. Call the other line. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How you doing?
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you.
Listen, I heard the caller was saying that Belinda was making the suggestion on the transgender being taught in school. However, she wasn't making the suggestion.
No.
The question was asked of her.
The question was asked of her by the Rotarian, and she actually indicated that. So the gentleman who called, he was misinformed left, right, and center. I can't even fight him.
Exactly. So I just wanted to clarify that for him, because that wasn't something she came out and suggested. That's just a question asked of her.
Yeah.
And being in her position, she
indicated with
her
honesty.
Opinion
yeah, her opinion. Yeah.
But I like what Cassius started saying. Hi, Mr. Stewart.
Hi, good morning. How you doing?
He was saying about teaching the kids financial stability and how to invest their monies. And listen, my kids are in school, and my daughter, for one, she would love, right now she's trying to self-teach herself.
Mm-hmm.
She's trying to be self-taught in that process.
Mm-hmm.
If they had something like that in school, it would make the kids more successful in life. And this, all this crime, I sure would be down, because these young men would be so busy trying to make money, they would not have time to do the foolishness they're doing.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate your telephone call.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for that.
Absolutely.
Cassius, now I know that you are, you're definitely a busy man. I just want to know whether or not you could be able to join us for the next hour. If not, I ain't going to fight you, because you still got to be able to come here in the studio with us. Whenever you
let's keep it going.
Let's go.
So listen,
let's go.
I just want to say, listen, you know, over the last 20 years, you know, Papa has been one of my favorites. I'm a critic, but Papa, thank you so much for your kind words. I really appreciate that, and you are absolutely right. Just to give you a heads up, as a result of those 5 million people who have been reaching out to me all over the world, we've created what we call the Protect the Children Foundation. It's a non-governmental organization, but it's a global operation, and within the next 60 days, we're going to hold the group. We're going to hold the Protect the Children rally in the Bahamas, but we also want to do it in every country of the world. We have New York on board, who is also setting up to hold the Protect the Children rally. We want to do it in Florida. We're doing it in Jamaica. We're going to be doing it all over the world. And so we want every Bahamian parent who is listening to my son, the sound of my voice now, get ready. We have to show this government that we have to protect our children.
Throw the website out so the person's going to know how to be able to check it
and
out.
And so it's information now. It'll be the protectthechildren.com. And so we're information right now. Everything is happening in real time. But we already put together the committee to go ahead to put this movement going on, because we have contacts coming from South Africa, all throughout Africa, sub-Saharan Africa. Within the United States, they're saying they're holding the line. They want to support. They want to be a part of what we're doing. You know, so support is very strong, even out of Canada, because people are saying that, listen, you know, even something we believe.
Wow.
And the word coming down to the Bahamas, listen, we want to support the Bahamas. Y'all hold the line, stay strong, protect the children. The only thing we got left is we have to be able to preserve our children, because our generation, everybody who's listening to me, we are the last generation to protect the children before they consume all of our children with this nonsense. If we don't hold the line, all of our children will be gone. Because they want to teach our children this nonsense that is unbiblical, ungodly, and is basically an abomination. And so you can't have what they call, right now in America, they have what they call a drag queen hour, where drag queens go into schools from kindergarten, they read for 1 hour, but they do their performance, their lewd performance in panties and bra and all this stuff in front of kids. And if you now, they just created a law that if you say anything negative about the transgender drag queen hour, you go to jail for 6 months.
Gracias.
So it's okay for them.
We got to vet some of these things, what you're saying, because I got a lot of texts here saying,
listen,
tell Cassius, name the book. Tell Cassius, bring the information. So we're going to talk about that. Cassius, we got to go to a quick break, though. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take this quick commercial break, go to news, and be right back with Cassius Stewart right here on The Foundation on this beautiful Friday. We're going to be right back after this.
Foundation. The Foundation.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Foundation. Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, on a beautiful layback Friday. Tiki Friday, make sure you go down to Tiki Hut today around 5 to 7. Show your Bahamian ID, and he'll be able to give you 30% off this evening for all your stuff. It's going to be a great time, always a great time with my good guy Byron down there. And we're sort of just chopping it down today. It's a beautiful day. If you want to be a part of the conversation, please do so. 323-6232-325-4316. 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands. 242-300-5720, 300-5720. Or hit me up on the text, 422-4796. We're speaking with none other than Cassius Stewart. My Cassius, I'm so happy that you join us to be able to have this good conversation. I just want to chop it down now. You know, and the sort of this spirit and idea of inclusion, I don't know where we've come from in this kind of a new age concept. I really don't. I don't know. I don't know. Because I remember there were significant conversations about, when I was in high school, about whether or not God would come back today, right? You remember 1999? You remember 1999? There was this kind of a conversation that Y2K will bring Jesus. It'll be a difficult thing after they, the clocks weren't designed, the computers weren't designed to be able to see past time. So it'll be an issue. Everything shut down in the world, so forth and so on. These were the engaging conversations that we had about mortality, about our position, about opportunity, about the fact that we, as young children, may not have an opportunity to really live the life that we envision for ourselves, because who knows what's going to happen tomorrow. Then there was at one point in school, I think it was in 1997, when this guy said that Jesus was coming back. I think it was September. I can't remember which day it was. And all of us was kind of at a standstill. My point to you is that the school systems were charged with Christianity. It was charged with a very clear understanding of the faith that we share in the Bahamas. But 20 years displaced, talk to me, Cassius, 20 years displaced, they're having more conversations about transgender education, transgender misinformation, whether we're homophobic, why lesbianism and homosexuality are not accepted the way that they're accepted in other spaces globally. Talk to me about what's happening in this country, Cassius. Talk to me. Because we still don't have the opportunity, Cassius.
The transgender people don't want acceptance. They want global dominance. They don't want acceptance. It was never about acceptance for taking over our life. And so they hushed us up. They kept us quiet and tell us, oh, if we speak against them, we're homophobic and we're this and they even criminalize us criticizing them and call it hate crimes, and they call it civil rights. They're civil rights. And so they find a way for global dominance. So it's never been about acceptance for them. Right now, for them to say to us that we don't want God to be father, they want God to be now gender neutral, it's an insult to us. And right now in Congress, the United States Congress, they're arguing whether or not a man can have a baby. You know, for us as a civilized society, to be educated as we are, to be so damn stupid, to say, can a man have a baby? You know, for us to have this conversation and show you that we are crazy, because now, you know, a man can have a baby. So what they're saying is they're now changing the terms. In other words, your gender is your performance. In other words, Howard has been performing all his life as a male, so therefore he's a male. If you decide today you want to change your performance as a female, then you are now a female. You know, and so this is where they're taking this. And so now they're trying to redefine the lines, redefine the terms. But what irritates me is that sensible people who've been to school, who are educated, who knows better, are quiet.
Yeah, but that's what I was about to tell you, because you've taken on this sort of this push. And you're saying that you see that you've gotten 5 million people support globally to be able to say that they stand behind the Bahamas in their position, but the Bahamas hasn't taken a position at all. Cassius Stewart has been able to speak about these things, and there are a few persons who actually stand behind you as a result of that, but the Bahamas hasn't taken a strong position to say that this is where we are. My point to you is that we haven't heard this sort of a push from any administration. We haven't heard the Free National Movement take on a strong position on this. We haven't heard the DNA take on a position on this. We haven't heard the PLP take on a position on this. We haven't heard the church, the clergy, the cloth take on a position of this. Now, we know individually there are concepts and ideas to say that you need to be able to keep yourself in alignment with what the Word of God says, but collectively, talk to me. Collectively, we have yet to see Bishop Delton Fernanda and the Christian Council take on a position in being able to speak clearly about this. We have yet to see the Vice President in that particular capacity take these particular positions and speak on it. Why is it, Cassius? Why is it that everyone's mums the word on the thing? Talk to me about it.
Listen, Howard, I don't care. I don't care if they don't want to speak up. I can speak up. if they want to embrace this sissy agenda that on them, they can be, I can be against them. I can oppose them. And I tell the people, listen, if I got to fight this by myself and fight this with my last breath, I can fight it. Because they will not consume the Bahamas. I represent the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. I'm a citizen. I have a passport. The preamble of, and the constitution of the Bahamas gives me the right to speak for the Bahamas. I'm a Bahamian. And I'm speaking for the Bahamas. The Bahamas will not embrace transgender. The Bahamas will not embrace homosexuality. Homosexuality will never be a part of our lifestyle. We will never normalize it.
But their position,
come after me, then come.
Their position, Cassius, is that it's always existed.
Listen, homosexuality has always been existed from Sodom and Gomorrah. It's been around. But we will never legalize it in the Bahamas. Yes, we have gay people in the Bahamas. They want to exist. Let them be exist. See how the problem comes is if they want to be homosexuals in their closet, then they can get judged in their closet. But the minute the legislator decide to make that law, then all of us getting judged for them. Cassius Stewart will not get judged for no sissies. No, that ain't happen. If you want to be gay, then go be gay. All you want. God will judge you by yourself. But the minute Brave Davis or whoever in Parliament decide to make that law, then God judges the entire nation for that sin. And God
Cassius,
will not judge
you're
the
getting
Bahamas.
Strong with I ain't it getting because. You're getting strong with it. Let me tell you why. And I'm going to take this telephone call. Ladies and gentlemen, you know what to do. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of violence, 242-300-5720. We heard Natino in his particular capacity when he spoke at Meet the Press, the University of the Bahamas, when he spoke up and he stood up as the prime minister was giving his detail and says that this administration, this PLP administration is the queerest in the history of the Bahamas. This is the information that he indicates. And if you want to know about somebody in information, you only can ask the community that exists in those particular spaces. Let me take the telephone call. Caller, you on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, good day. How you doing, Alex?
I'm good, man. What's up?
Well, it's so refreshing to hear the debate. And I agree with Jasmine so much, you know, because you know, like, I have a daughter who married to a woman.
You say you have a daughter that married to a woman? Come on, your phone muffled. Take it from what your shirt.
But no, but that's what I'm saying. So, but I accept also what you did. That's how they understand that's my dad. But just try to cut her off. I said, but you do that. That's your sister and family. But that's not right. You understand? But what I have a problem with is every time how the superhero could be how you watching cartoon and the little cartoon thing. Like, you trying to force people something to make for the whole. Not even me, you know, because I ain't gonna ever be that. But the children, you formulate their mind. And the thing about it is, like, that's a real mind right there, standing up and saying, you know what, enough is enough. I don't want it. So, but if you do it, now you get the kids like that. Like, you know what, trying to kill them for doing what they want, do you know? And like I say, being the one child never bothered my daughter. But the same day, that's hot thing. She can't make time for every time I have dinner, can't come around my old talking, but I gotta accept this. I gotta accept you gotta do this. Like, I who? Me? Never. You understand that's that thing. So why I have to be vilified? And I can't you have a point of you like I use the way that it is, but all of us was that guys. You have a wife, right? So why can't I tell you my point? Why after I gotta get locked up or whatever because I tell you I ain't into you or shy or whatever. I need just trying to force me something. And like I said, I love them, but I don't want to be them. I wrong because I tell you I want to be. Right?
Let me ask you this question before you go. Let me ask you this question. Don't go. Let me ask you this question. You say she married to a woman. Does...
Yeah, but I think they didn't get divorced.
This is a lot with you. You put too much on the table today. I can't. I got the knife ain't big enough to cut this all. This me too tick. Go ahead.
Okay. Then you could get the baddest man, right? Like a serial killer, a rapist, a murderer, all these things. And you could put them in jail. That don't bother them either. What the worst punishment you could do to them? Think about it. What's the worst punishment in jail?
Rape?
Solitary confinement.
Okay. I see what you did.
Up with yourself, you know, people can't take that. So you can imagine, like, a lot of people just get in there. But I think they like the lifestyle, that like it's a thing. And it's on the one thing. But I ain't gonna lie, some people define like the genuine love and or be committed or whatever. But once you join me, it's hard for me and my wife to join me and see eye to eye all the time.
But let me ask you this. So she got married. Did you support her and her position? You accepted her. You love her. We accept that. Did you show up to the wedding?
That's our thing. I have, when it's like, how would I know? Because I could be 55 for the night. I've been around here longer. I remember when I grew up on East Street, Santos Street, too. I remember when boys, he used to walk on these other sides, and he gets here. And when he walked on East Street, they used to place him in the head with Guinness and all kinds of things. I used to feel sorry for him. But he didn't care. That was him. He was doing his thing. Or whatever, we used to laugh up and joke about him. But he could never tell me nowhere. My brother would kill him, and we do. Me and my brother so plenty walk on him. But being, what I'm saying is, I don't have no problem with that. That's you. You understand it? But don't try to force me. Like, that's if somebody like Vince Tilden. And they want, they like Vince, a big grown man, or, you know what? He just feel like he won't be with a little child. You understand? We already said it wrong. But now, how are you going to convince me that this right? I mean, I hope it ain't one of my turn or my grandchildren now. It ain't all of fuck up. That ain't never washed down the sea. But my thing is, when somebody like this gentleman right now, he's a senior man. And somebody has to take the rules. Netflix, I can't watch one thing. I might not see right into them serious and I see. See my ways be like, here it comes. But you gotta get it. Mm-hmm. Like, they gotta push it on you.
Yeah.
And if you understand, I can turn off the TV and I see them make it a practice now. The minute they do that, boop, it off.
Gone.
Because you can see waiting on it.
Yeah.
But they're trying to force me this time.
So but you sound like you're not even conflicted because I know of people who have this kind of a lifestyle that exists in their spaces and they talk out against it, but it's hard to kind of reject your child when you love this particular person. And what you can do?
I'm conflicted.
You still stand strong.
No, I ain't conflicted. Like I say, that's my dad. I went to be a member around the corner and killed somebody. They better see right there. Oh,
that's my good child. Yeah.
Love them. Stay to the gallows. You understand?
Right.
I ain't saying that's how detrimental it is, but at the same time, that's our choice.
Yeah,
I can't live once and get them shot. That's now. They on their own. They free to make the choices.
This is a good call today, man.
You know what? You can't be this. All I can tell is, after 18, I was an advisor. I ain't no more provider. All
you said an advisor now?
I was an advisor.
I appreciate you, my brother.
I tell you, I the best at what I do, but I can tell you this. At this point, all I can tell you, if I was you, I would consider this. That's my job.
Thank you, man. Thank you, my brother. I appreciate your telephone call.
Thank you.
He's a good, decent man. I appreciate you giving us a call. Cassie's, that was a strong to talk about these things. Guys, you know the numbers to do 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up on the text 422-4796. We'll be right back after this.
The foundation. We'll be back right after this. The foundation. Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, the Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at the Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with The Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, this beautiful Friday, laid back Friday. Hope you're out there having a good time. You know what to do. Normally the weekend, we do our bit at the top of the week. We start high and try to kind of pull it down at the end of the week, but it doesn't normally happen like that. It's sort of a social discourse, and people find themselves almost enraged to talk about these things. Today, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, I don't know where you were, but I'm happy to have you. We're talking with none other than Cassius Stewart. Cassius Stewart is kind of zooming in and talking, having a good conversation with us to talk about this sort of a crusade, an agenda that he's taken on to talk about the fact that we as Bahamians will not stand this particular agenda, this idea that's being spilt and you know, projected upon us, to talk about this position for transgender education and information. We've heard him, we've seen him for a while talking about that on national media. I want to read a text to Cassius that just came through. It says, Howard, there is a silent P in the LGBT plus movement in reference to minor attracted people. Did you see all the people on CNN guests protecting the Dalai Lama for kissing the boy? Wake up. Pedophilia is the silent P. That was one of the most disgusting displays of, you know something, Cassius, I'm going to be very clear about this. I was supposed to have a conversation about this. If you did not have an opportunity, all you have to do is just go and text, type in Dalai Lama, kiss boy, right? And it was atrocious. It was absolutely vile. To watch this, it made me cringe. I couldn't watch the entire thing. It was horrible. And I looked at this and I said, there is a grander scheme here. We often have conversation about the New World government, the New World order. And there is a concept that has been in the work for a while that seems to be manifesting right before our very eyes as it relates to the New World, One World religion. Right? To discredit all religions and give them a sense of humanity, to bring them under one umbrella, to push this particular agenda down the road. We're seeing churches take on a conversation, take on a position to talk about this idea that the LGBTQ plus isn't wrong. There are churches taking on this position that we should have a gender neutral God. There are churches that ascribe to Jesus Christ and the teaching thereof that have shifted their position and speak of it as a new age agenda. Talk to me. It seems as though from their perspective that the God that we serve, who's the same today, yesterday, and forevermore, the God that we serve, who remain consistent in this position, the God that we serve, that we've known all our lives, that our forefathers who have shifted his position. And we're not seeing anyone locally take on a position to speak to these things. Talk to me about it, Cassius.
Howard, I could clearly say that all of them are going to hell. If they don't stand up for righteousness, they're going to hell. I don't care what kind of cloth you're wearing. I don't care what kind of collar you're wearing. You're going to hell. Because this is of Satan. This agenda is from Satan. And to be able to see what they're going after, Howard, the LGBT community, and they're going after the image of God. When a man goes to the man, that stops procreation, that stops the image of God. When you abort children, it stops the image of God. Lesbianism stops the image of God. And God is very angry with that, because if the church is now complicit in the destroying the image of God, he is very angry. And for a man to twist his whole makeup to be a woman, that's distorting the image of God. And God is very angry with the church. God is very angry with these nations. And wrath will come. I mean, I don't want to seem like the prophet from Bingham, but fire will come and wrath will come, because right now in the Bahamas, I don't know if you know that, they're having on, I can tell you right now, an island house on April 15th. That's probably tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
They're having a conversation that homosexuality is not in the Bible, and they are now recording it. Some group from the United States saying that, you know, in 1945, some Yale discovered, 1946, Yale discovered homosexuality is not a part of the Bible. And this is right now being done at Island House out west. And so they now want to discredit the Bible and saying that it's okay to be homosexual. Let me tell you something.
I got to go see that, Cassius. I haven't seen that. I don't know anything about that, ladies and gentlemen. I haven't heard anything about it. I got
to
go read it.
I can forward it to you right now while you're on the air. But these people aren't interested in acceptance. They're interested in global dominance. And they want to come and take our children. They want to take our lifestyle. And they really usher in the Antichrist. And that's really what's happening. But let me tell you something. If they want to get judged, let them get judged. That's fine. I, Cassius Stewart, ain't getting judged for them being with it. The minute we decide to make this thing national, God will judge the entire nation. So all of us who's saying that we ain't a part of that, but be quiet, we will get judged for them. So we got to speak up. And so what we're going to do is we're going to present legislation to the government that gender is between a man and a woman. Gender is one man. Gender is what you born at birth. You know that the American Medical Association has just passed a law that now, when you're born, that your birth certificate becomes neutral, that you will now decide your gender when you get older. So, you know, all these people are crazy. The American Medical Association is now saying that when people are born in the United States, they don't have no gender. You determine your gender when you get older.
Cassie, this is heavy. I'm reading this stuff. This is heavy.
Tell the nation what's going on.
Well, this is information. Did you find this on, because it says sponsored, did you find this on Facebook?
No, some people send this to me.
Okay, yeah, what if the word homosexual was never meant to be in the Bible? Join us for reading. And Saturday, the 15th at 5 p.m., both the director, they put the names here, and the producer, it starts to talk about 1946, the mistranslation of a shifted culture is a feature documentary that follows the story of a tireless researchers who trace the origin of the anti-gay movement among Christians to grave mistranslation of the Bible in 1946. It chronicles the discovery of a never-before-seen archives at Yale University, which unveil astonishing new revelations and cast significant doubt on any biblical basis for LGBTQIA+ prejudice. This is absolutely banana. Let me tell you what. Now, I don't do hermeneutics, right? I don't do hermeneutics, right? But I also know that many scholars, and having conversations and reading through biblical texts, that there was this allegation and possibility about the apostle Paul, possibly, who was initially Saul, possibly being of this particular persuasion. And they indicated, even through text, when you read the text, that said that this prick is like a prick on my side. And then a lot of theologians would actually indicate that this was a very clear understanding. And then they would go back and start in persecuting the Christians. He would defile the Christians. This is what the conversations would be. So to talk about this and juxtapose it to what we saw in Gomorrah, and juxtapose it to what we saw as it relates to holiness as a standard, is bananas to me. It's crazy to me. Mm-hmm. These things at the very forefront, I think we need to understand these things. So with the information, that's all you have to really study to show yourself approved. With the information that you have, that you can be able to disseminate this and say, hey, listen, this don't make no sense at all. Let me take a telephone call. Caller, you're on the line. Go ahead.
Hello. Pleasure. Good afternoon.
Hey, what's up, man?
Buddy, you know, this is a long talk, but it's been going on for so many years. But the funniest thing is that I don't understand is we talking about it this a lot, but why are so much of the gay people and the lesbians still hiding in the closet? Why they don't come out publicly and say who they are? Another thing, check this scenario out. You tell them, say, okay, we agree with y'all. All the gay guys, we can give y'all an island to call y'all island all by yourself. And we want to give it to you free of charge. You go and develop it. All men on that island. But same thing with all the lesbian women. We give them an island all to themselves. Go and develop it. We'll come back and check with y'all in 10 years. If we send 50 on each island, when we go back in 10 years, do you think we'll find 51?
Nope.
Do you think we'll find 51 on each island?
Nope.
And all the lesbians on one island and all the gay men on the next island, I don't believe we'll find more than 100 people on each of the two islands together, right? God is in the midst. What is God telling you? Person from the other island to come over to procreate, to make another child. For some reason, if you sit on the island by yourself, nothing can happen. What does nature tell you? Nature tells you ain't nothing can happen unless you get somebody from the opposite sex. So what are you doing together laying in bed with a woman and you are a female? What's going to happen? You only can get old together. You never can produce nothing. You never can do nothing. Whatever you own, you have to leave mostly to the church because you have no children to leave nothing to. I've known men and women all my life. We know them right around in this little small island. That you can think back in history, you've never seen them with the member of the opposite sex, nowhere in public, no time, ever. Not even to church, not to the movies, not to the restaurant, not to Junkaloo, no time. You've ever seen them with a member of the opposite sex. But yet, they keep their beliefs in the closet.
We know
Come on and tell us who you really are.
We know politicians who do the exact same thing, my brother, right now. We know politicians right now in the House of Assembly. Right now. Talk to me, Sparky. You don't want to touch it like that. We know politicians right now, Cassius, right now, mm-hmm. who will never open their mouth and utter anything to do with this. There are many of them who would say that my personal life and preference is nobody else's business. There are many of them who would take on this kind of an idea that says that, hey, listen, what I do in my house is none of your business. I'm doing the people's work, so forth and so on. And they carry out their agenda. We know them. We know exactly who they are. And we've been seeing them for years. And, you know, you'd have one talk show host over the years or other talk show hosts take on this kind of position and poke fun at it, right? And we all laugh it off and leave it alone. But as we dive deeper into the future and get here, we recognize that there may be an issue. We are perpetuating an idea. And listen, not just men, you know, women also. Women also. And you see, when we identify these men and women and give them opportunity to be able to step up as leadership, for leadership positions in our community, if they don't espouse the view of the community, I don't know whether they should get that opportunity. Cassius, talk to me about it.
Well, you know, society has evolved. And when you look at, you know, in the 1900s, we had the Industrial Revolution and, you know, the Age of Enlightenment and so on. So we've been evolving. And it seems as if we think that we are so smart now that we could outsmart God one hand. We could outsmart our own biology, you know, at the low chromosome and Y chromosome. You can't change your biology. And these people are wanting to change their sex because of their lust. You know, every heterosexual wants, perhaps, you know, I mean, let me speak generally. Most heterosexual men
would like to have 3 and 4 wives, right? Not me, though.
Hold on.
And so
most heterosexual men want one wife and a bunch of concubines, but it's just only one wife.
But what I'm saying is, it's illegal. And so heterosexual people aren't agitating for more than one wife or agitating for things that we know that is not right. It is the LGBT community that is agitating for all these immoral acts. You know, you first of all, you wanna marry a man. And so we can't let that happen.
They've morphed the concept of immoral by the introduction of a concept that says love is love. We've heard that before. And that's snuck in. This idea that love is love, and it has been attached to the minds of those that are growing to not see the difference or the immorality in these particular things and only see this as love. Talk to me
right.
about
and,
it.
This is where the seeds are. They went wrong. They're in lust for one another. Because Paul talks about it in the book of Romans. Because you are in lust for one another, that doesn't make it right, you know? And so, but God turned them over to their own destruction because of their lust. You know, everybody plagued with some kind of desire, but it's the self-control that comes in. And so these people don't want to have self-control. They don't want to have parameters. They don't want to live with parameters. And they want us now to legitimize their lust. And we are not going to legitimize their lust. They've legitimized it in Canada. They're legitimizing it in the United States. But in the Bahamas, we cannot legitimize the lust that they wanted to legitimize. We cannot do that. Not in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas.
The
and so,
theme that
you know,
came,
just,
the theme that
just
came,
like we have to control. We have to control ourselves. We have to control our desires. They too must learn to control themselves. Because listen, and you know, everything has parameters. Howard, when the sun rose this morning, it has a parameter. The moon has a parameter. The sea has a parameter. The sea knows exactly how far to come. These people don't want to live without parameters. They want to break all the barriers. They want to break all the parameters and live however the hell they want to live.
Yeah, because it's the agenda. There's the agenda. Yeah, Aleister Crowley, and the Book of Satan and the House of Satan, so forth and so on. You can be able to read the documentaries, watch the documentaries, and see these things. Their agenda and model for do as thou wilt. Do as thou wilt.
Yes.
This kind of a concept that exists in this particular space is to talk about do as thou wilt. This is liberty, right? And this is the same democracy or liberty that America continues to be able to shove down the throats of those persons who are steadfast in their traditions. And they say, hey, listen, you're not living the way that you should. There is liberty here. You could do what you want, right? And here, let's introduce this concept of democracy to you. And the entire world is disenfranchised as a result of this introduction of democracy. Let me take a telephone call. Caller, you on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Mr. Howard Grant.
Good afternoon, my brother. What's happening?
And good afternoon, Mr. Cassie Stewart. I'd like to thank Mr. Stewart for bringing to light the fact of the individual sin versus imposing the imposition of this particular transgender paradigm that they want to create, right? And then I'm noticing, and I agree with the silence and the conformity and subservience, whatever, from the status quo, the educated populace, even the clergy, right? And so this is frightening for me. So I'm noticing a very, very cozy relationship between the church and the state.
Yes.
All right? And so I know what he was talking about, because during the pandemic, I was wondering why the educated masses were so willing to conform and be so subservient to a totalized paradigm. But since you mentioned Aleister Crowley, right, I believe this guy, Kinsey and John Money, read Aleister Crowley's book, because there's Mr. the Institute for Sex Research.
Yes.
Yeah, see, you're well read. And I just learned about this, like, in January sometimes, because people send me this information. So we see the insignificance of Johns Hopkins University, right,
mm-hmm.
where you have a guy named John Money, right? His basic concept was children are gender neutral at birth. So this is where this deviance come from. So there's also a guy called Kinsey, can't remember his first name. He wrote a book called Sexual Behavior in the Human Male. And so he was a social reformer in which his agenda was to stir humanity or re-engineer a social engineer, like Cassie State, stir humanity away from Christian Judeo values or religious and ethical values, all right? So they believe in deviance and sexual pleasure. You need to read it, and most people what is frightening, right, Cassie, is these guys were doing experiments sexually perversive experiments on children younger than 1 year old. 1 year old. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, they were doing this.
So I with you, Cassius. Nothing you said was incorrect. I mean, you know, the people with you. So, and I just with the blind one express, I feel the same way. But here's what's going on now. You see, Cassius, the imposition by the LGBT communities, what they have a problem with. We already accept them because they're in everybody's family, right?
Yeah.
So, but why you want to impose? That's where the problem lies, Mr. Cassius Stoddard. So I'm riding with you. I'm rowing the boat ahead of you. So then the question, another question, right, Mr. Cassius Stoddard, what is the benefit of teaching transgenderism? You see what I'm saying?
There is no benefit.
So important questions that one should ask. You know, this can't be. But what I'm saying is, Howard, please notice the influence of John Hopkins University on global policies, please. This drawn money was from John Hopkins University, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so you have to be able to juxtapose the power of these entities to know who's pushing and behind these agendas.
Yeah, but that's
so
what
we don't
my
know
point...
if our leaders have gotten incentive because we have signed on so many things. And, you know, Cassius would be way more familiar with those things than us. But this question on the rules, the same way you said, they said the politicians or people wouldn't comment in the House of Assembly or the Parliament. They said, but they would stay in their bedroom. But this is the same thing with the gay community. Why don't you keep your bedroom in your bedroom instead of this imposition? Have a good day, man.
Thank you, my brother. I do appreciate your telephone call. I want to be very clear with you when I say this. The fact of the matter is that a great deal of our persons, watch me, a great deal of our persons in leadership in this country have gone off to universities such as this, have gone off to these particular places and taken on this agenda. They've already been indoctrinated and conditioned into this mindset that this is accepting. They've already been able to see these things in their university status and recognize that this is the way of the world. This is the way that the world is working. I'll never forget a conversation that I had with Marlon Johnson. Marlon Johnson, who is a professed person that says that he's no longer taking on the values of a Christian and taking on these particular values, he is of sorts. This is a conversation that Marlon Johnson and I had. But he's told me about the fact that he used to go to Nassau Christian Academy, NCA, right? I said, what? He said, I was a prefect, I was this, I was that, I was this. I was evangelism, I was doing all those things. And then when I went off, it's always the proverbial gateway that actually leads you away from some of the foundational things that you used. And then when I went off and I saw the way that things were happening in life and I saw the way that these particular persons were living and I recognized that, hey, listen, what is going on? See, a lot of our leaders have gone off to the world and accepted their views and positions and recognized that they're still doing well. They're still making money. These are some of the most successful people. They come from successful backgrounds. So something have to be wrong with what's happening locally because we're still poor and we have this faith. We're still deprived and we have this faith.
Let me tell you what they do. I was a goodwill ambassador for the United Nations a few years back. And, you know, I had an opportunity to be on a couple of occasions and be a part of subcommittee groups. But I found, you know, I was a young person. I was the most distinguished youth in New Providence. And being a young person, you know, we were naive. And so every time we would have caucus meetings, there was always this group of females. They would come to our meeting and saying that, oh, why don't you add this to your agenda, sexual orientation? Now, at the time we were young, I didn't know what sexual orientation was. I just thought, you know, you were sexually or understanding who you are. Until I got matured and I realized 17 years ago, they were trying to cause the youth caucus of the United Nations from the CARICOM Summit to push the sexual orientation to be a part of the dialogue. Now, sexual orientation means accepting homosexuality and lesbian. But at the time, they never told us that. It was just making sure that sexual orientation be a part of the dialogue and the conversation. And so they deceived us into saying we're pushing this agenda. And mind you, we fought vigorously to have it a part of the conversation. But we didn't know what the hell they were doing. And so what they do now is at the United Nations level, they would come and they would speak to different subcommittee groups and to push this agenda. And apparently Belinda that just came from the UN too. And I'm sure they pushed that junk down their throat too. And so now it's now about transgenderism in school now. So back 17 years ago, it's a right to have these homosexual and lesbian. And now they move beyond that now. It's now about transgender. And now it's about educating the young children of accepting transgender. And so now it's about global dominance for them. They want to take over the entire world. They want the whole world to become perverted and freaks. And that ain't gonna happen.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen.
Not in the Bahamas, by the way.
Be a part of the conversation. 323-623-2, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the Family Violence. 242-300-5720. And you can also be able to hit me up on the text 422-4796. Let me take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
The foundation.
We'll be back right after this.
At Marco's Pizza, you don't have to feel guilty about enjoying our pizza. Now offering a gluten-friendly cauliflower crust. It's a perfect excuse to eat your veggies with the cauliflower crust. Made with real cauliflower. Real gluten-friendly. Try our new cauliflower crust on any small pizza. You can only find our signature gluten-friendly cauliflower crust at Marco's Pizza Bahamas. Order now at marcospizzabahamas.com.
Tired of paying too many bills and loan payments each month?
Shrink your monthly debt payments down to one easy payment with our debt consolidation loan.
It also has a built-in savings that pays you 5% interest.
Inquire about our debt consolidation loans today.
Call 356-7764.
At Bahamas Bus and Truck Company Limited, we provide vehicles known for quality and durability. From the iconic Jeep Wrangler to the award-winning Grand Cherokee, we've got your everyday driver covered. For larger tasks, our Ram 1500, Mitsubishi Fuso Canter Trucks, CMC Verica Vans, and Fuso Rosa Jitneys do way more than just deliver. We even carry a wide variety of pre-owned vehicles. To keep you going, our parts, service department, and body shop can accommodate our brands and others. Call us today at 322-1722 or email info@bahamasbus.com.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, always, siempre. Yo me gusto. I always have a beautiful time with you guys on a Friday and being able to talk about these things. And I'm hoping that, your involvement can lead more than just gum bussing. And if it takes an opportunity, because it's an exhausting thing to see these things, to take on such a strong position and never stand up for it. It's wild. I don't know whether or not we as a people have, we've matured, but, you know, when it comes down to anything below the thigh, as it relates to our kneecaps and our legs, we haven't developed that. We haven't stood for anything in this country after we've had the Great Strike, right? We haven't stood for anything in this country. You believe that having a conversation about the fact that you vote, your voice is being heard. But when it comes to real issues, talk about the direction of our country, especially in the time that we're in right now, and seeing what's happening globally, it's time for us to be able to make a stand. It's time for us to be able to stand and say to our governments that the time has come for us to be able to get an opportunity for ourselves, that we've allowed one administration after another to do as they please, but not this one. This one is the New Day administration, and there is an expectation after you've made these pronouncements into the atmosphere that you would move in accordance to those particular things. We got your blueprint for change, and there is an expectation that we move in accordance to the change that you indicated that we would move towards. This may not necessarily be a headline issue in your blueprint for change, but you can see socially, this is a determining factor for the course that we chart for the next 50 years in this country. Where will we stand in the side of history? Will history be kind to us as a society? Will history say to us that we stood in our convictions as a society? It's very clear. Let's talk about these things. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm with Cassie Stewart, and Cassius is really being able to chop it down and talk about these things. Cassius, you call it a crusade that you've taken to take on these particular things.
I know. I can make a plea right now. I mean, for all of the members of Parliament who are listening to me, all of the senators, all of the churches, all of you all, either you with us or you decide exactly which side of the line you want. And so there's no down the line, there's no middle line. All of the parents who are listening to me, I want you all to get ready, because in a few days we're going to be announcing the date.
Politicians, Cassius, let's get real now. Let's get real. Politicians do not respond to an individual inquest. They always respond to numbers. We have yet to amalgamate the numbers to identify the quote-unquote us and them. There has only been this kind of a social conversation where people lend their suggestion, but like I said, never stand on anything. So when it comes down
people,
to
the Bahamian people,
you think they can stand?
They are awake now, and they're going to show these politicians that, listen, either you're protecting our children or you with the Satan movement. And those who are with the Satan movement, we can show them that they will not be elected again, and we can come against them. We're going to fight them, because any homosexuality agenda is from the devil. I want to let everybody know who's listening to me. Homosexuality
but
and
your
lesbianism
pastor,
is from the devil.
Pastor will indicate something different, Cassius. Let's shoot straight.
I don't care. Listen.
The pastor would say, well, what's the difference between this sin and that? If you are a homosexual or if you are someone out there keeping sweetheart, what is that's out there?
He's a PASTA, not PASTOR. And so then pastor, that's what they are, the pastor. You got to stand up.
And he al dente. In al dente. My God. This is a lot.
And so listen, this agenda, this satanic agenda of transforming boys into girls, of transforming girls into boys, is from the devil. And those in the church who do not stand up for this, they with them. So you got to decide where you want. If you want this side or you want that side. There's no I in the middle. You cannot be in the middle on this.
Cassius, they're concerned about because there is this sort of social speculation to indicate that these persons that live this quote-unquote alternative lifestyle are paid well. And if they're going to church, they often pay regular. You think that these pastors are going to tamper with the collection plate? Talk to me.
Well, the problem with the Christian church is that they get to decide who is their God. Jesus said you cannot serve God and money. So if money is their God, then they can bow to homosexuality. But if God is your God, then you will say no to wrong. And so the problem with the church is that money is their God. Jesus Christ is not their God. Money is their God. And I can speak to all of them churches. Money is your God. You got to repent, because money is your God. You're supposed to bow to one thing, which is Jesus Christ, not the money. If they take everything I have for me, in fact, I don't own nothing. I don't own a house. I don't own no car. The children I have, I don't own, because I already gave them back to him when they were born. So I don't own nothing. So what you can take from me? I stand up for what? You can't take nothing from me. If you take the house I have, God can give me something better. So take it. If you take my car, he can give me something better. Take it. You take my life, then I get a better life waiting for me. So what you can take from me? What you can take from me?
My God, Cassius, let me read a couple of these texts. It says, hi, Howard. When people start talking about God says this and God says that, you are aware that they are only speculating, because there is no proof that God exists. This is heavy. And some people believe this. So his conviction only exists in his mind, and it is not reality. In this borderline delusion, Bahamians abuse the Bible and the essence of any God-like presence. This is a text that comes through. These are the texts that people have out there. Let me read the next one. It says, good show today, Howard. When God allows a human to have both sexual organs, where is his image, God makes no mistake. He created man with woman inside him. I agree with your guess, but he is a bit aggressive. Maybe I was born, I don't know what this word is, right? It says, as God has taken me. This is a lot. This is a lot that persons are saying. He says, Howard, respect your guess, please ask your guest how he could be contacted. They want to know your contact. He says, have you guys seen the TED Talks about pedophilia? And then he says, Howard, you need to join Cassius and strengthen the BDM. Come like you ain't scared to have a real conversation about real issues. Certain things need to be discussed. Howard, respect. These are texts that's coming through, right? It says, question. If any one of you who both have daughters discovered that your daughter was shacking up with their boyfriend, what would you do? In my eyes, in the eyes of God, which sin is worse, heterosexual fornication or homosexual fornication? See, Cassius, I told you that this will be the conversation. This will be the conversation. Let me see if I can get these two calls in 30 seconds. Caller, you on the line. You got 30 seconds before we get out of here. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Howard.
Hey.
The big problem here is that one sin, they are trying to legalize that. Okay. All the other sins ain't being legalized.
Tell them, preach it.
Okay, fornication, adultery.
They ain't legalizing it.
They ain't being legalized.
Preach it.
Have a good day.
Thank you, my brother. I do appreciate you. Telephone call, one more call, 30 seconds, 30 seconds, the real 30 seconds. Go ahead, call. You got 30 seconds. Do it.
Good job. However, you guys are on point. However, I want us not to castigate the church because we can miss the focus. The difference between homosexual idolatry is you can fix idolatry with fornication by getting married to the person. Homosexual, you got to get out of the person like in order to fix that. The one is abomination, one is sin. Again, like the first caller said, and I'm speeding in 30 seconds. No idolatry or fornicator is trying to legalize their action, but the homosexual agenda is trying to raise a direct against humanity and to emancipate mankind. God bless you.
Thank you, my brother. I do appreciate your telephone call. Thank you so much. We got 2 minutes before we get out of here. It says the Dalai Lama, how about the centuries pedophiles who has been going in the Catholic Church? Oh, my God. He says, Howard, did you see the U.S. Bud Light boycott after Bud Light pushed the trans agenda? Oh, my God. He says, Howard, Mr. Yeah. Stewart is right. And so many soft, let me see if I can read this. It says, and so many soft single people in the Bahamas Parliament right now. We need to only have men and women that's married with families. That's why they want to pass laws for the Bahamas, for the LGBTQ community, and whatever the hell else it is. He said, the Lord help us. This is a text that's coming through. He says, I hope that he respects my views as I try to respect his, but as usual, his view supports the violence, not Jesus. The Bible speaks to not judging, especially if you are not without sin, except the people for who they are, but reserve judgment for Jesus. These are the information coming through. Cassius, I am flat out of time. I want to thank everybody for kind of tuning in. You guys have a beautiful weekend. On Monday, we're going to have a great conversation with the Kimsley Ferguson, the head of the BPSU, and being able to chop that down. I have a full slate next week to kind of chop it down. Cassius, I want to thank you, my brother. You got to, whenever you come back from wherever you are, to come and sit with us and chop it down.
Either you with us or you with them.
My God, ladies and gentlemen, that is the show for today. I want to thank you so kindly. Have a beautiful weekend. Make sure you go down and check out Tiki Fridays. Byron over at the Tiki Hut, you get 30% off between 5 and 7 p.m. this evening. Go down to Willie's at Fish Fry. Enjoy yourself in those particular instances. And all the areas and all persons that continue to be able to support the foundation, we want you to go out and support them. Go down to the Vanyas and ensure you get your hot sauce. Make sure you get your little something to taste down there on Prince Charles. Have a beautiful weekend, guys. Ensure that you're being good and decent. And we'll see you on Monday. Godspeed right here, live and in full effect on Monday morning with the foundation. Have a great day, guys. See you later.
Play for the vibe, then keep them alive. Play this coming, we want to jump and play. Oh, I'm going to play LP.